So Ramique Wilson did not practice today. He's on NFI. He's got low back strain, and we're just letting him let that calm down for a couple days. He did that in his workouts, working up to getting here. Tyler Bray is actually doing some work out here today with the trainers, and we're just seeing we're trying to get him on the field. We didn't have him during the OTA, so we've got him on the field here doing this part of his physical exam. He's on NFI now, but we're going to see where he's at and see if he can progress and get off the NFI part of it. Demetrius Harris, we talked a little bit about yesterday. I was asked about him. He is on PUP right now. His foot, he had surgery on his foot, and he's coming back from that. He's made great progress. We just have to see how he does. And then Don Terry Poe again, he had back surgery. Rick talked to you about that yesterday. With that, and then Chris Conley today strained his knee, and then we'll check and see how see exactly what it is, here once we get up there, and we'll let you know on that. So like I mentioned yesterday, before I turn over to Rick, we want to let you know as soon as we got all the information done, we were in the process of doing everything yesterday when we talked as a group here. But again, we got it to you as soon as we can. Rick last night. Rick is going to finish up with explaining to you exactly kind of the timeline of what went on. All right. So with that, Rick.
Thanks, Coach. So I'm going to glance at this note card because I have some dates to take you back through this process with Eric Berry. But if you remember, I sat before you back on November 24th and disclosed that Eric Berry had a mass in his chest. And amazingly, 247 days later, I'm standing before you and telling you that he's practicing. It's truly a remarkable thing in our business and in this sport and in life. I'll take you back to after the 24th. Our physicians, our team of physicians got with Eric and I got with Eric and we determined that he was going to go through the cancer treatment in Atlanta, his home. It was a great decision because he had an unbelievable support system there with his mom and dad and his agent, Chad Speck. And that gave him a real opportunity to go through this chemotherapy that he had to go through. So we found Dr. Christopher Flowers, who's a world-renowned oncologist down at Emory University in Atlanta. And I think that Ted's going to try to get you some quotes from him as the day progresses here. And then Eric and his family and everybody will talk later today. On November 26th, he started there, and he had his first chemotherapy on December the 10th. So from December the 10th to May 13th, he had six phases of chemotherapy. He went about every 2 weeks somewhere in there, two times in each phase, and it went over six phases, so it was almost 6 months. One of the interesting things, and Eric may be able to talk to you about this, is him, between Eric and his physician, they decided not to do a traditional route of chemotherapy administration, which is used through what we refer to as a PICC line or a port or a central line, so that the IV would be in his arm and then into a major vein in his heart. He opted to have IVs every time that he got the chemotherapy, and that was so that he could work out, which is an interesting concept that most patients don't have. So he went through this. He had his last chemo on December the 10th, and he was able to work out 10, 12 days in each period. And he came out on the other side of the chemo a pound heavier than he went in. So that's, it tells you what kind of genetic person he is and why he's a professional athlete. On June 22nd, so they waited, a good period there. They repeated his PET scans and he was considered cancer free June 22nd. Now, out of respect to Eric and his family and his training, he didn't want to release anything until he got back on the football field. So we knew that his PET scan and everything was good June 22nd. At that point, we got with his agent, we got with Eric. He wanted to train. We finished up on the 18th or 19th. So he went and trained in Florida, and he was training twice a day in Florida. He actually trained with Travis Kelce down there. He got himself in incredible shape. He came back to us last week, and our medical team, headed up by Dr. Michael Monaco, put together a very extensive testing protocol to make sure that he was safe to play football. So Dr. Flower said, look, he can go back to his normal activity, and he's an oncologist and a cancer expert. And then he turned it over to us to see whether he could play football. So over the last, it was 4 days of testing over 6 days. So it was last Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday we gave him off. And then Monday and Tuesday we tested him. And some of the stuff that we put together, a group of physicians to test him, was that he had his normal physical with Dr. Monaco. He had labs done with additional testing and hormones and all that. Came out really pristine with his labs. He had a bone density study done to make sure that his bones were okay. So we're checking all his systems to make sure he can come back and play football. On the next day, on Friday, he had a big cardiac workup where he had had some testing to see whether his heart was good enough for physical activity and whether he could, you know, was getting enough oxygen to it, whether he was in good enough shape to come back and play football. So he did quite a bit of cardiac testing with Dr. Migalski, who's in the Kansas City area and is a leading expert on athletic heart. So it was a perfect matchup there. Had treadmill stress testing. And then we gave him the weekend off, and then he came back Monday, had his orthopedic exam. And I'll take you back to last year at this time. He had an Achilles problem that kept him out of a lot of camp. We repeated an MRI, and his Achilles looked great, looked much better than it did last year at this time. So we also did some testing on the field where I took him through some drills to see how he did, how he would recover with football drills on Monday. And then Tuesday, he did some strength testing. So he did 325 pounds in a squat five times and 275 pounds in the bench press five times, just so we could tell whether his strength was back. He sailed through every test that we gave him. Our doctors, I'll speak for them and tell you that they were really pleasantly surprised with his numbers. We were as well. Coach Reed and John Dorsey and Ted and everybody didn't get any information till last night, because we just took all those tests, and then we sat down as a medical team last night and distributed that information to them, and then Ted was able to get it out to you guys, and then we followed up today. What he's going to do through this camp is so we can evaluate him like he did today. He did some partial practice. He did a good bit of practice today. We didn't have him do team, and Coach and I will work day in and day out with what he can, and we'll talk to him about his symptoms. And right now, at the end of this one, he felt pretty good. He will have some follow-up with Dr. Flowers, and he'll constantly be followed by us. But right now, we're very optimistic that everything's headed in the right direction. So at this point, I think I'll turn it back over to Coach.
All right, so I'll follow up with he looked pretty good out here today. So with the work that he had, again, we'll keep a close eye on him. And one of the things that Eric and I talked about was just being honest with us about how you're feeling out here. And sometimes that's hard for a player to do, especially with his makeup. So, but he's been great with that. So up to this point, and I think that'll continue through here. So he got some good work in today, and as did the rest of the guys, which is good. We're limited in numbers, so we have to slow things down just a little bit. But again, I think it's very valuable for the young players to get reps in. With that, time's yours.
Andy, I know there are these things you never know about these things, but from the time Eric was diagnosed, did you think there was any realistic chance that he could be back out here
Well, I didn't know. One of the studies that we did, we kind of went back and said who in all sports has had something like this. And then you kind of narrow it down from there, contact sports, and you try to stay in Mario Lemieux, that situation where he came back and led the league in scoring and was the MVP. I mean, those were some of the, there were a couple positive things in there. There's pluses and minuses. And then, but I think what it really comes down to, you got to take it as from an individual standpoint. And then you've got to do what Rick and Dr. Monaco did and test, do all the tests once he was cleared. You know, once we were told he was cancer-free there, I mean, the things that they did, I think, was that was probably what needed to be done at that time. So,
Cyrus Gray still around?
No, Cyrus is not around. Yeah, he was released this morning.
Rick kind of touched on this, but what's the plan for Eric going forward here now?
Yeah, so we'll just see. We're just going to take it nicely. That's why he's doing these practices here. He'll work today. He'll work tomorrow. He'll be off the following day, like I do with the veteran players that are coming back off injury and or the quarterbacks that are veteran players. So he'll get two good days of work in. We'll see where he's at, and then we're just going to. If he just goes through individual, that's okay. If he can go through individual, and then into a team, that's okay too. But we're just going to see how he feels and try to get feedback from him and see exactly where he's at.
Andy, I know you got to see where he's at, right? So fine, let's see how he does tomorrow. But like now, considering the fact he's come back so quickly, I mean, can we like consider the fact that this guy could be ready to help week one or sometime during the season? Is this like a real
we'll see. Now I'm telling you, we'll see. You're fixing to talk to him and he's going to tell you I'm there. I mean, so
right, okay.
I just take it gradually and we'll see how he does here. We're not going to force him into anything and we're going to try to be as smart as we can with it.
Along those lines, what's his attitude been like through all of this and now too?
Yeah, I mean, phenomenal. I mean, Rick talked about the port and the and the taking it directly into his vein and that's been his attitude. I'm going to work out during this, and I'm going to start the first game. I mean, that's his attitude. That's what drove him through this. And there were some tough things. There were some tough days for him. I mean, this just wasn't a breeze going through this thing. So, but that's what motivated him. So,
did
it was awesome.
This to be a possibility a couple months ago?
We didn't know. I mean, you don't know on this. I told you this at the beginning. With this type of thing, you just kind of put the football aside. And your mind goes to, hey, we're hoping and praying that he can be healthy and live a good life. I mean, that's kind of where you're at in this. And then anything else here is icing on the cake. So your mind doesn't – I wasn't even worried about the football part. I think collectively we were just worried about the person. You know, let's get him back to where he can live a good life and live, right? Live, period.
Andy, maybe you or Rick can address this, but and I know it's the billion-dollar question in the medical world, but do we have any idea with all this stress what caused – this.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Coach, how big of an emotional swing is it from seeing him lose him last year, and you're worried about his health, and all of a sudden he's back out there? I mean, it's been one low to a big high, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is, and you could tell a little bit last year that things weren't working for him. I mean, he wasn't feeling right, and so thank goodness we were able to find the problem, and then. And that he was cured from it. So it's been a process all the way through. I've been able to talk to him throughout the stages here, go visit him and those type of things. So I know how hard it was to get back to this point. I said it wasn't an easy thing. He'll explain all that to you, but it was not an easy thing on him or his family. He had a great support unit, man. Phenomenal. Parents, phenomenal. His dad's a great cook, too. I mean, I can testify to that right here.
How much space or how much of a leap it was from, okay, he's cancer free, he can live a life, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He's beat cancer, how much of a leap it is from that to he can play football?
Yeah, well, listen, that was my thought.
Okay.
His thought was he never had a thought where he was not going to play football.
Right.
So, my concern, and I'm a dad and all those things, so I deal with young guys here, is just, hey, let's get him back to where he can function in life here and have a great life and live. So, but his thought was, I got to get rid. I'm conquering this thing. And I'm gonna play.
Sure.
So it was two different things.
Were there tests or was there things that you needed to see between those two? I think they said June 22nd, you're cancer free. Were you still skeptical of whether?
Yeah, listen, I was kind of kept in the dark on all of this. I wanted to get, and Rick, I mean, the doctors wanted to get all the information to us to let us know what was going on. So, before anything took place. So I'm kind of new into this along with you guys as far as I knew he was doing well. But I didn't know how all these tests would turn out. So I was kind of right with you as we were going through these things and hanging on to see how he was. Yeah.
Andy, how did you break it to the team or tell the team that Eric was going to be out here today with you guys? Like, how did you guys go about it?
Well, you know how technology is today. I mean, these guys talk, so he's had a great support, you know, from the team itself. Guys talking to him, so. Justin Houston went down and worked out with him a few times. So, you know, about Kels working out with him here a little bit. So, they know, they kind of know where it's going. I mean, it's just the rookies here. So he walked in the room and, whoa, okay. He's back, kind of like we all did, but, I haven't had to say anything to the team to answer to you on that.
Andy, given what you saw, I mean, given the struggle, you know,
yeah, it was awesome. I mean, you know, I mean, come on. I mean, it was awesome. I think it's awesome for all of us, the fans, for and probably more so just for him. His parents were sitting up there too. I mean, I'm sure they had a little juice going too, watching that. That was pretty spectacular. Yeah.
What about the roster impact when he's out here with the rest of the guys and with the coaching staff? Just having him out here in training camp with the rest of the players, seeing that.
Yeah, I think it's all a plus plus. Right, we know he's a great player. I mean, that you already know, and so I'm sure he'll be back to that. I mean, I just saw him move around today. It looked like he was moving around pretty good. So I'm sure he'll be back to that, and then that's a plus for the football team. His emotion, you know, Justin kind of picked that area up last year and took off with it, and now you add Eric back into it, and he's got a little juice he brings to the mix there.
A couple more, Coach. How much did you learn about Eric going through this process that you might not have known before?
Well, you know, he kind of attacked it the way I thought he would attack it. I was joking because he has red hair, you know. He doesn't know. It's growing back. They took it away from him, and now it's coming back. But he's got that red hair, and that's what he kind of goes after things, just like, red hair comes temper and all those things. And I mean, you know, that's the way he attacked it. I mean, he went right after it. That didn't surprise me. I mean, I'm sure he probably drove the doctor a little crazy every once in a while. You know, I'm sure when he had to tell him that, forget that port, I'm going into the arm, that the doc, whoa, okay. You know, I'm sure that was but that's him. I mean, that's how he rolls.
What kind of example of like competitiveness does his return this quickly show? Like the mentality to come back and do something like this, that's kind of evident of the competitiveness you need to kind of attack, you know, the way he at least attacks football, the way he attacks life. I mean, in that sense, did he take on that challenge the same way he does football?
I think he did. I think it was exactly the way he does. Yeah, I think it's, I mean, he attacked the issue. He was presented with something, he went right after it. So,
this is a little housekeeping here. With Gray, now this is a guy that helped you guys a lot. Special teams, different things. Was this a football decision or was it a medical thing?
With who now?
Cyrus. Football thing or medical?
No, it's a football thing, yeah. So, yeah.
It was everybody here that you expected to be here? Like Pugsley, was he here? Was everybody here that you expected?
Yeah, everybody was here that we expected, yeah.
Just one note on practice. But from the wide receivers and tight ends, O'Shaughnessy, Deron Brown, Chris Conley, what did you see from them today?
Yeah, I thought they did some good things. They got a little tired. Short lines, man. So there's not a lot of depth, but they pushed themselves through it. And, you know, I thought the secondary did a good job, and they had some good plays there, and I thought the receivers had some good plays. Tight ends had some good plays.